Time now for a country edition of the Here and Now DJ Sessions.
And there goes the last DJ.
Marcia Campbell hosts the All-Nighter on WSM Radio in Nashville, Tennessee. She's back with us once again. Marcia, welcome back.
Hey, Jeremy. Thank you so much for having me.
Well, it's always great to have you. And let's get to some music here from Chris Stapleton, who is releasing his debut solo album in May. This is a song from that. This is called Traveler.
I see the sunrise creeping in. Everything changes like the desert wind. Here she comes and then she's gone again.
What a great voice. And I remember in the first time we had you on the DJ Sessions, you brought us another song from Chris Stapleton called What Are You Listening To?, which I'm still occasionally listening to on my phone.
So as you can see, I am a,
fan of Chris Stapleton,
a singer-songwriter from Paintsville, Kentucky. He made his move to Nashville, Tennessee in 2001. Well, since then, he has become a number one hit songwriter. And of course, as a performer, you may remember Chris as the former frontman of the Johnson Brothers, but Chris Stapleton's debut solo record, titled Traveler, will be released May 5th on Mercury Records. And the title track, Traveler, it says a lot about life and how we're passing through it. Life, relationship, love. And also, I want to note that that beautiful harmony singing is performed by Chris's very talented singer-songwriter wife, Morgan Hayes Stapleton. Mm. And Chris says his goal is just to record the best music, make it available, and be on the front end of something instead of chasing something. But I encourage you to chase down some Chris Stapleton concert tickets if he's in your area. You will absolutely love his music.
And we'll put a link to his tour schedule at our website, hereandnow.org. But let's go from somebody with a debut solo album to somebody who has been around a long time that you wanted us to hear from, and that is Reba McEntire. She's got some new music out. Here is Going Out Like That.
It's been a while since she put that red dress on and slipped into those high heels. She's got a couple new guys blowing up her phone, and she loves the way that that feels. You never know she was going through a breakup. There ain't a single tear messing up her makeup. He thought she'd be sitting home crying. She ain't going out like that. She's had enough of feeling like dying. She ain't going out like that.
Now, Reba McEntire, of course, so famous. She's been around for so long doing music, but some people also might know her now from her sitcom Reba. But tell us about her as the new era of Reba McEntire, the musician.
Well, of course, you say Reba McEntire, and I think we all know her now by Reba.
Yeah.
She's a member of the Grand Ole Opry since 1986, inducted into the Country Music Hall of Fame in 2011. And let's face it, Reba has done it all, not only as an entertainer, singer, songwriter, an actress. She's been in movies and on Broadway. But we can't forget her home designs, her luggage and clothing line. Yes, Reba is one of the busiest and most successful women in country music. Well, our country queen announced the release of an all-new studio album, Love Somebody. But the upcoming project, it features Reba's current single, which we heard, and it was also a number one hit, Going Out Like That. And it's a sassy little song for all who have overcome heartache and ready to put on that little red dress and get back on the dance floor. And it's another positive, fun song from Reba.
And how is the new Reba different from the old Reba?
Reba's pretty consistent in her music and, of course, her hits and her legacy. But I think she's touching more on his spiritual side now.
All right, well, let's go now to somebody that many people may not have heard before, Tia Goins, who has released her third studio album. Let's listen here to Memories to Burn.
Baby, lately you've been getting under my skin, and I don't want to have to say, there he goes again. Please don't be another lesson I'll have to learn, 'cause I've got memories to burn. Please don't make me have to think about you when you're gone. I've had enough to think about before you came along.
Some old pedal steel country for us, Marcia.
Oh, that is the sound of traditional country music, and you're right. Pedal steel, fiddle guitar, it's all loaded down with beautiful melodies. And Tia, she's been on stage performing since grade school, and she's been busy touring and guesting on TV shows such as Larry's Country Diner and Country's Family Reunion. Now, Tia said with her new album, it's a gift to the people who love that traditional country music sound with steel guitars, fiddle, and again, with beautiful melodies.
And she grew up in rural Missouri, by the way. I remember as a kid taking a trip from central Illinois down into rural Missouri to a friend's farm and riding around on some horses, and we were probably listening to music that was somewhat similar to this. But let's get on to another one that you wanted us to hear about, Earls of Leicester. They won the Grammy this year for Best Bluegrass Album, and here's a song off that album, I Won't Be Hanging Around.
From now on, I won't be hanging around. From now on, I won't be hanging around. I've taken all I can, go find another man. From now on, I won't be hanging around.
So what do you like about this, Marcia?
Well, I hope you hear the smile in my voice.
You always have a smile in your voice.
Thank you, Jeremy. And always remember, you can't be a beacon if your light don't shine.
Well, so tell us more about the Earls of Leicester.
The Earls of Leicester, of course, they're making some great music as tribute to bluegrass pioneers Lester Flatt and Earl Scruggs and their band, the Foggy Mountain Boys, whose work in the 1950s and 60s created the template for what we know as the bluegrass sound. Who are the Earls of Leicester? As you mentioned, yes, they are 2015 Grammy Award winners for Best Bluegrass Album. With Jerry Douglas as producer, Sean Camp on lead vocals and guitar, Charlie Cushman on banjo and guitars, Tim O'Brien on vocals and mandolin, and Barry Bells, longtime band member of Alison Krauss and Union Station, on vocals and bass. And second-generation fiddle player Johnny Warren, whose father, Paul Warren, played fiddle for Lester Flatt and Earl Scruggs. So what is a really cool story is Johnny actually plays his father's fiddle that created those historic sounds of Flatt and Scruggs. It's a very cool story and definitely carrying on the tradition.
Marcia, I have one more question before I let you go, and that is, you know, this is a year in which we saw one of the, you could say, queens of Nashville move away from country and into pop. And I'm talking about Taylor Swift and her very successful album, 1989. How did you feel about that, that Taylor sort of made a change in the kind of music she was doing?
Well, Jeremy, I think that as long as you are true to yourself, your happiness will come from within. And as far as crossing genres and all of, you know, some people may not like it. You stay within the box. I say there's room for it all.
Marcia Campbell, who hosts the All-Nighter on WSM Radio in Nashville, Tennessee. Marcia, thanks so much as always.
Thank you, Jeremy. I wish you happiness and good health, my friend. Godspeed.
You got that.
And as always, you can find all the DJ session picks on our Spotify playlist. Just search for NPR Here and Now on Spotify. It's also at hereandnow.org.